This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know how you find out people are talking behind your back, or you have a reputation and it's kind of funny, but it's kind of humiliating?
Uh-oh, you found out? Who told you we were talking? Who told you?
Highlands Ranch Imports.
Oh,
yeah. So, I had my car fixed from John at Highlands Ranch Imports because I love him. I think he's amazing and he's really, really fair. And just tells you how it is. Tells you even sometimes to sell your car because he doesn't want you to have to pay anymore to fix it.
Dumping money into it.
Yeah, right?
I mean, a guy will tell you that.
Yeah, like, yep. Just sell your car. I can't deal with this anymore. It's so expensive. Anyway. But I love them, and I love all his staff. So I walk in yesterday, and there's three people behind the desk, and they stand up and they start applauding.
Oh,
yeah!
Wow, yeah, they love our show that much.
No,
yeah, really,
they love that after the car has been ready to pick up for 2 weeks, I finally came and got it.
Oh. Had nothing to do with our show.
No. Yeah, because last time it was there, you left it for how long?
Yeah, so this was pretty good.
Yes.
I mean, last time I left it there for a month. This time it was only 2 weeks.
2 weeks is
so they were really happy.
I'll even clap for that.
I was like, oh my God, could you guys, and the other people that were waiting for their cars are like, what is going on?
So, can you imagine what they've been saying?
I know.
Any day now.
Yeah.
I'll bet you they were betting on it each day.
100%.
They'd come in like, okay, dollar. Dollar shows up today. Dollar against it, you know?
Well, I told them I was going to come and get it Friday, and I went golfing, so they didn't show up. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah,
I got it back now. So good, yay, Jamie.
Good for you.
I love you guys at Highlands Ranch Imports. I really do, actually. They're funny. John's going to the World Series.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, the first game of the World Series.
That's a hot ticket. He's a big Dodger fan, isn't he?
Yep. And his son got him, I guess. Yeah, so he's going to the Dodgers game. They're saying that the seats are outrageous. We kind of talked about yesterday. The cheapest ticket right now is $1,400. Again, that's on tickets. Not Grubhub.
StubHub.
Yeah.
Yeah, StubHub. Got you.
And the most expensive is $37,000 for one ticket.
And it's $1,300 for like the very tippy top.
Very tippy top. Now, and it's the first game.
I'm not a fan of either one, but it would be a great game to go to.
Yeah.
Either stadium. Either Dodger Stadium or even in New York. It would be great. I mean, two iconic teams. It's the best matchup that the Major League Baseball could ask for.
Right.
You got Dodgers and Yankees, man.
Oh, people are freaking out.
Why?
Right? Because this is great for baseball.
Oh, it's great for baseball.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people outside the markets, baseball's terrible. Baseball's doing just absolutely horrible nationwide when it comes to viewership. I mean, it really is. It keeps going downhill. And they kind of run the game a little bit. You know, they put goofy stuff in.
Yeah, some weird rules,
yeah,
right?
They go into extra innings. They now put a guy on second base to start off the inning. It's really dumb.
I know.
I don't get it.
Different.
But they'll have big ratings in L.A. and New York.
The other big event that happened yesterday is that Schmidl, our very own Schmidl, got to see Big Boy the Train.
It was really cool, man. I actually underestimated how cool it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
You said it shook the whole building.
It shook the whole building, and the whistle is so, or the horn is so loud, you can literally feel it in the roots of your teeth.
It was loud on that video.
Yeah, it was.
It makes you feel uncomfortable. It's so loud, like the horn.
Really?
Yeah.
I know what you're kind of talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just, oh, my God. It's in my soul.
It is.
All right. What else? One other quick thing is Ball Arena. The thing got approved. They're going to develop Ball Arena all around it.
All around. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. What happens for the Elitch Gardens?
It's going away, I think.
They're moving it.
To where?
It's supposed to be by the airport now.
I thought it was going
to
be like by Gaylord, I think.
Yeah,
Gaylord
out that way.
Oh, that makes sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hmm. How do you do that?
I don't know. I've never seen anything official on it, though, where they've actually said they're going to move it. Because I know they fought to stay there for a while, but I don't know if they won or lost.
Yeah, they're going to have to move it now.
I don't know. I hope they take the hat store.
Yeah. I didn't know if this development actually goes into that area. I don't know.
Yeah, it's all around. Yeah. I mean, we're talking buildings are going to be just kind of dwarfing Ball Arena.
I think it's going to be great for downtown.
I do, too.
I'm pretty stoked about it. I hope it redevelops downtown because right now it's a hellhole. Ugh. I hope it doesn't become overrun.
And it'll be cool because, like, when you go to an Avs or Nuggets game or Mammoth, there's only really two spots you can go, restaurants around there. So it'd be nice to have more restaurants to go to.
I agree with that. Game. You're absolutely right. Yeah. You go all the time. But, yeah, because you're always like, go to Brooklyn's and then wait in line.
Or then you've got the Mountain House that's in Ball Arena, but reservations are it just gets packed.
All right, so that's exciting news. I wanted to throw it out there. You remember you told the story about the guy that opened up, what did he buy on the airplane? He had tuna, right?
Tuna.
So my girlfriend texted me. Her dad used to be a pilot.
Yeah.
For a major airline, and she said that he used to take cans of sardines with him.
Oh, no! No, why?
That's as bad, if not worse.
What?
He said that his
but at
doctor...
at least he's a pilot.
Yeah, but
at
still.
At least you're in that area.
Oh, that
that's
cabin
a little bit
is just so...
But that poor co-pilot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or anybody in the jump seat. Man,
oh, yeah.
Like, you know, everyone's like, don't let me fly with that guy.
Exactly.
Nope.
I guess his doctor a long time ago told him to eat them because they're good for cholesterol.
Yeah. So is tuna, but I don't know, man, about an airplane. You would think that you could fly anywhere in the country. I mean, 2 and 3, 4 hours at the most, and you wouldn't have to open up a can of tuna.
Seriously.
I mean, either open it at the airport before you get on the flight or open it when you land. One of the two. You don't have to have your tuna on a flight.
I agree with you.
Oh, my God.
I always want to do that tuna fish joke, but it's so old, you know?
Yeah, it is old.
It really, I mean,
been
it's
around
like,
since tuna.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think second grade I learned that one. Yeah, it was goodie. Anyway, Liam Payne, they said he had multiple drugs, including, I've never heard of this word, pink cocaine. I don't know what this is. One Direction singer Liam Payne had multiple drugs in his system when he died in a fall from his hotel room in Buenos Aires. They call it pink cocaine. It's a mixture of drugs that include meth, ketamine, MDMA.
That's ecstasy.
Oh, okay. They also found cocaine, benzodiazepine.
So it's pink? So it looks cute.
Yeah.
It looks very like fun.
Like cotton candy.
Turned out to not be so fun.
Yeah, because included in that was also crack.
Yeah.
As an add-on. I mean, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things in his system.
And they all do radically different things.
Ugh.
Yeah.
My God. Why would you, like, I mean, it seems like if you take one pill, you'd just be like, fine, maybe.
Yeah, you'd think you'd want just kind of one feeling and you ride that one out.
And well, we see the like results here, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, not to, yeah.
I mean, yeah,
was,
I
again,
mean
fair
it's
enough.
Not like that he did this and then all of a sudden he's fine today.
Well, what I don't get is that they said that he was fine for his, not his passport, but his... he was trying to get
visa.
Yeah, his visa, and he was clean
because
they had to do some tests for that, and he passed the cognitive test in Buenos Aires.
Yeah, because I guess when he applied for it before, they knew that he had
drugs
problems.
Yeah,
so they were like, no, they denied it at first, and then he had to be clean to apply for it again, and he was clean, and then.
So that's what's so weird is like I wonder if he just was like, I can stay sober. And then when he got, he didn't get approved till 2 days after.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, after he passed away. I don't know. But he'd already taken the test, so then maybe he went on some
I'm confused. Okay. He had to get a visa to go there?
To the United States.
There?
Yeah, he wanted to go to California because that's where his girlfriend is.
Yeah.
So he wanted to
leave
there.
He wanted, yeah, he wanted
Argentina.
Yes.
And in order to get that, he had to be clean.
He had to have a visa, which, and they wouldn't let him back in the United States because he wasn't clean. And he had to get a visa because he wanted to go. It was actually Florida, I think. But,
okay, Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But because of his prior drug problems, he couldn't get a visa.
Right. That's why they had to stay longer. Mm-hmm. Why are you staring at me?
Because I've never heard that you had to take a drug test to get a visa.
Well, I don't
or
think
a passport
I think
or anything because like of that. I've never heard of that.
I think
that.
It's because of the past.
Yeah, it was his case. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've just never heard of that.
Crazy. Anyway, so that was really bad. All right, moving on. No, I'm not going to read that. Snoop Dogg. Who do we want to play Snoop Dogg? Snoop Dogg's coming out with like a biopic about his whole life. And he wants to find somebody to play him.
He should play it.
Well, he needs the younger one, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Because when they get the current, he should play it.
Yeah, I agree.
Or even the last 20 years. Snoop Dogg doesn't age.
He hasn't aged.
He really doesn't.
Looks, to me, he looks the same as he did 20 years ago.
Yeah. So I was thinking the guy that does this.
Oh, Alfonso?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody
Carlton.
Knew. After he said the name, y'all knew I was doing the Carlton.
Yeah, but he's old now.
I know, but he looks really young. It does. I don't know who would play
it. You got to get somebody super skinny.
Yeah, that's true. And tall.
Tall and skinny. I have no idea.
Morgan Wallen's Sand in My Boots Festival will be headlined by Wallen, Post Malone, Brooks and Dunn, and Hardy. Also, T-Pain, Wiz Khalifa, 2 Chainz, and a couple others. So this is going to be huge.
It looks so good.
I was thinking of you, Carson, because this has your name written all over it. It's May 16th through the 18th, and it's in the Gulf Shores.
Yeah, but you know it's going to be so expensive.
Well, they do say passes start at $399. That start.
And they're doing like financial, like you can do pay as you go plans.
Oh, you can?
So I'm so tempted.
I was thinking you were going to tell us that you're going. I really did.
I'm going to look at it.
Because this reminds me of that last time when you and I both wanted to go to F1 and then I went and you didn't.
Maybe such FOMO.
Maybe
no,
I'll
don't buy it. You do it. Don't you do it.
Where's it at in Gulf Shores?
The
Gulf Shores, Florida?
Alabama.
Oh, Alabama.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's on the beaches of the Gulf Shores.
Alabama, wow.
SandInMyBootsFest.com. Again, it's SandInMyBootsFest.com. The tickets go on sale on the 25th. So if you want to go to that, that's going to be a heck of a lineup.
Oh, it's so good.
Do you camp at the beach? Do you know any of the details?
I don't know if you camp out there. I'm sure they do have a camping option.
It's going to be a big deal. Too bad you can't go because now you have a baby.
Yeah, a lot of my money's gone away.
Oh, God love you. Jimmy Fallon is coming out with a new Christmas album. It's going to be November 1st. Who knows? He's got some big names on it, though. Here's the audio.
Jonas Brothers, happy holiday season. Will Ferrell on a song. I can't even believe this is real. Meghan Trainor, you are my gift this year. Ariana Grande and Megan Thee Stallion, this is my jam right here. The gift that keeps on giving, The Roots. Dolly Parton, it's almost too early for Christmas, but it's never too early to get to hang with the one and only Dolly Parton. Chelsea Handler, thank you, just what I wanted this year. Cara Delevingne, you got it all. There are no happy New Year's Eve songs. Thank you, Weird Al Yankovic and The Roots. This one's awesome.
So, you know, if he gets one to take off, he's going to be like a Mariah. I mean, not as, but, you know, he needs like the Hanukkah song.
Yeah.
If he gets one like that to take off.
I can't believe we're talking Christmas already.
Dude, hey, I have a plan.
Crazy.
So my son is coming back for Thanksgiving, obviously, and Christmas, but he's coming back for Thanksgiving. I'm going to have my house all done with Christmas by the time he comes up.
You totally should.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So when he comes out, he'll be like, what? And I'm like, we're going to celebrate Christmas.
At the same time.
Well, I just
he'll be coming back for Christmas,
of course,
too, right?
Of course, yeah, but okay. I just want it ready.
Yeah. You
want
to feel like the holiday. Like, that was my favorite memory when I was either in junior hockey or I'd come home for the holidays for college. and the house was just decorated. I was like, ah, this feels like home right
See,
now.
That's what I was hoping he'd feel like, because I'm going to have all the trees up and everything. He'll be like, oh, maybe he'll want
to
stay.
And the best part, he doesn't have to do any of the work. Help out.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
It's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on this Tuesday. Going to be 72 and sunny today.
BJ and Jamie.
So when you go get your Botox, Jamie, which you're doing tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long does it last?
Like 7 months.
7 months?
Yeah.
Oh, that's much longer than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a 6 week thing.
Nope.
Then you have to go back again.
No. It's like 7 months.
Where are you getting the shots at?
Well, see how I can... See? See? So it's all worn off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't wrinkled till you did that. Then it made it wrinkled.
My girlfriends were telling me they both have panic attacks that they can't move when they can't move their forehead. I love it. I feel like it's like a spa for my head. When I get my head frozen... Yeah. They can't stand it because it makes them panic. But for me, it's like,
Yeah.
You know?
See, Bray feels the same way that you do.
I've only
she
got
She loves it when you,
yeah,
when
you can't move it.
Yeah.
I've only got it once. I went with you.
Yeah.
And I didn't like the needle experience. That was number one. I couldn't really tell it, though. I mean, I could.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I couldn't. I mean, I could tell it in visual, but I mean, as far as me feeling if my forehead moved or not,
yeah,
I couldn't feel that.
But see, the reason why I want you to get it is because you squint like this, and you made that huge Grand Canyon between your two eyes.
Yeah, right there. That. What do they call that? The hatchet?
They call it the
like place, the hatchet.
They call it a spackle area.
No, they call it hatchet. I mean, it actually has a name.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the hatchet.
So that looked
like
good.
You've been hit right between the eyes.
Yeah. And it makes you stop doing that.
Right. I just fear the needles.
Well,
man.
Yeah, but she puts numbing cream all over you before you even get it done. You can't even feel it go in.
Now, we're going to see a difference tomorrow, or does
no,
it take
you'll just,
a while?
You'll just see bruising. I was thinking about getting my lip flipped.
At the same time?
Yeah. So they're doing a new thing where you flip your lip. Just the top one?
No, I might do that. I could use a little top lip flip so that it matches the bottom lip.
It goes like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, if you got room, I'll go with you.
All right.
We're going to get a lip flip.
I've never
Anybody
had
want a lip flip.
I've only had them like filler put in them, but it was temporary. But yeah. I've never had the lip flip. And the only thing the girls were telling me about getting a lip flip is you can't feel your top lip.
Now, is the...
So that would be weird. Wouldn't stuff like pour out of my mouth?
Yes,
like you're drooling.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you go to the dentist and you get that numbing.
Novocaine.
Yeah, you try to eat something after it's all.
And then
your
will it like screw up my talking?
I don't know. I've never
probably. Larry, let me do it. Okay, so how are you guys?
You actually sound better.
I know, right? Yeah. I think I'll go ahead and get it.
Is the lip flip, is that something permanent or it also wears off?
It wears off.
Man, you ladies, I swear. All the procedures.
I'm telling you.
You got to go through a lot.
We
lip
do.
Flips.
Lip flips and apple charms.
BJ and Jamie.
What? We have what? Puppies?
We have puppies in our lobby.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I have nothing. I have
are they
no...
for giveaway? Caller 9 right now. Get yourself some puppies.
I don't know. Did somebody that works here have puppies?
I don't know. Is it like an adoption event? I don't know.
Can we do that? Can we bring in, like, if my dogs have puppies, I can bring them in and just give them away?
Somebody, well, I don't know if she's giving them away. She might be just, I don't know why there's puppies.
We have puppies.
Yeah.
I love puppies.
Oh, it's a puppy adoption. I just got the details.
Oh.
Maybe I need a puppy.
I think they're all mastiffs, too.
Oh, those get big.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah. I don't want that
those
kind
are
of
real
poop.
Big dogs.
That's big poop.
Zane's half mastiff.
Oh, big poop energy.
Yep.
Let me ask you, when did we become an adoption agency at our lobby? I mean, we don't get a lot of traffic. Ask Nora down there with her cafe. We don't get a lot of traffic through here. And it just doesn't, I don't see this as an adoption center.
Yeah, I don't.
For mastiffs, too.
How about, I mean, I'm not even worried about that. How about just some information?
Yeah. That's confusing. We've never had an adoption in our lobby.
Yeah. No.
Ever.
I only knew about it because the IT guy was telling me about it. Now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go look at the puppies.
Wow. It would be like this close for me getting one if they didn't have such big poop.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of poop.
Yeah, it's big.
I love poop. Big. We got to go.
Okay.
Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your Tuesday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.